Welcome back, my friends, to another Bite-Sized Blessings. What are blessings, anyway? Blessings are the results of our unique and collective life experiences. They are the blessings and the lessons that we use to learn about ourselves and others to access our unique desires. Blessings help us cultivate things like joy, love, success, health, prosperity, overall well-being, and tactical and spiritual awareness. I use blessings to tap into my potential. My blessings come in the form of serendipities, epiphanies, and learning that I accumulate throughout my life and everyday interactions with this perfectly imperfect world. So today, I wanted to talk to you about something I was reminded of this past week in a conversation that I had with a man named Neil Ford. He is a TikTok phenomenon and a storyteller extraordinaire. You will be able to hear our full conversation this summer, but there was a blessing that stuck with me from my recent interview with Neil, and I wanted to bring that to you right away. Neil is all about silver linings, and I can relate to that because it's the way I am too. And he is an expert at attracting these silver linings from experiences, both personal and secondhand. And he's what I would call a practical optimist. We got to talking about what it would be like if everyone could see everyone else as if they were the best version of themselves. In other words, if we could look at one another in terms of what we could be, in terms of our potential. The truth is that in our daily interactions, it's very easy to fall into the trap of judging other people based on what we know about them, their past behaviors, or even their current circumstances. But what if we shifted our perspective and we chose to see people for what Carol Dweck in her book Mindset calls the unknown and unknowable potential that each and every one of us possesses? This is a mindset shift that can lead us into profound changes in our own thinking about the world, our vantage point and perception from which we view others. And also, imagine how it would affect our relationships with ourselves and with our fellow humans, and with the vast environment that we find ourselves living and working and communicating in all the time. It really has the potential to change everything. And one of the most significant benefits of seeing other people for their potential is the positive impact that it can have on their self-esteem and confidence. When you believe in someone's ability to grow and succeed, when you treat them as if they have the potential to accomplish greatness or the potential to do something even small, that you believe in them, that you see the spark inside of them, we inadvertently then empower them to reach new heights. And this takes place at a subconscious level. You're not even necessarily aware of it, that it's happening. It's pretty magical that way. But this kind of encouragement can be a powerful catalyst for personal development and growth in both you and the receiver of this attitude. It's a win-win in a relationship that makes both parties feel fantastic. Additionally, embracing the potential in others fosters a culture of support and collaboration. Instead of focusing on shortcomings or limitations, we shift our attention to possibilities and opportunities. And this is a hallmark of a growth mindset. And it creates an environment where individuals feel valued and motivated to contribute their unique talents and ideas. And this feeds into the greater good. Because when we feed the self, we feed others, and that has a butterfly effect. It ripples out into the world. Seeing other people for their potential enables us to cultivate stronger, more fulfilling relationships by acknowledging and nurturing the best in others. We build trust and respect with them, And we also can nurture a mutual understanding with others. And this lays the foundation for meaningful connections that transcend superficial judgments and biases. Imagine if you went to purchase a car at a dealership, and instead of going in believing the salesperson was trying to put one over on you, you went in believing that the salesperson genuinely wanted to help you find a safe and beautiful means of transportation that would make your entire family happy and secure, and how that attitude would affect your interaction. Why not inject positive intent and good feelings from the get-go? It is important, though, to recognize that embracing the potential in others doesn't mean ignoring their flaws or shortcomings, but rather it involves acknowledging their humanity, also believing in their capacity for growth and improvement. Wherever we are at any point in our lives is just a starting point to where we can go, and that is true for all of us. As much as that is true for you, it is true for everyone that you come into contact with in this world. And this sort of balanced perspective allows us to offer support and encouragement without enabling destructive behavior. Now, it is true that giving people the benefit of the doubt has come back to bite us in the backside a time or two. I know that has happened to me, and I am sure it has happened to you. But looking back on these situations, when I trusted someone and was betrayed, or when I believed in the goodness in someone and they ended up stabbing me in the back, I would still rather be the person with the positive outlook, and I would still rather be the person who sees the glass as half full and the good in people. I would rather see that and be the person who is not afraid to be vulnerable and to step into a relationship or an interaction or situation with my heart wide open. Because the potential gains far outweigh the risks. And when you do have this strategy backfire on you, it's not really backfiring because you are still learning something very valuable in the process. And as they say, do not let a few rotten apples spoil the whole bunch. Most people are good, and most people have your best interests at heart. If you want proof of this, think about yourself going into a situation when you are going into it with good intentions. And you're probably going into any given situation with this attitude. You're going into it wanting a positive outcome. Who wants to go into any situation or experience with a negative outcome? We don't want that. We are always looking for the positive. So that's the natural state of events. And you're probably going into whatever it is that you do in this life wanting to give as much as you get. So if you are feeling that way, doesn't it make sense that most other people are also feeling that way when they enter into interactions, situations? They also want to have a positive outcome. Makes sense, right? So how can we start seeing people for their potential in our daily lives and make it a habit? Well, one way is to practice empathy and compassion, recognizing that everyone is on their own journey with unique challenges and opportunities, and that everyone is doing the best that they can in each moment under their individual circumstances. Everyone is going through something that is invisible to others. And by approaching interactions with an open mind and an open heart, we create space for others to shine and thrive. Unconditional acceptance breeds flourishing. And if you do get into a situation, or if someone is showing you a part of themselves that you find challenging, focus on evidence of strengths in the person rather than weaknesses, and be honest in providing feedback and holding on to your own boundaries. Instead of getting into arguments, remain calm and offer constructive suggestions for harmony in the relationship so that you can experience improvement in your future interactions with this person and others. And this kind of positive reinforcement can inspire confidence and motivation. And lastly, remember that seeing other people for their potential is a continuous process that requires patience and commitment. It's about embracing the journey of personal growth and transformation, both for ourselves and for those around us. So don't get jaded. Try to focus on the positives and go into your interactions assuming positive intent. So as we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to reflect on the power of seeing people at their best by embracing the potential in others. We not only uplift individuals, but we also create a brighter and more compassionate world for all. Believing that others can be at their best allows us to believe in the magic of our own potential. We all have the capacity within us to do better, to live well, and to create a world where self-belief and belief in others is the norm. And that is the world that I choose to live in. And I hope that you will join me in sharing that belief. Thank you all for listening today to this bite-sized blessing. I think this was a powerful one. I hope that you will think about this and move through your day with this in mind. And the next person you meet today, I want you to look at them like they are a ray of sunshine. I want you to smile in that interaction as you are imagining this person at their very best. And guess what will happen? They will see you that way too, because life is a mirror. Thank you for joining me today for this beautiful exchange of energy, and I hope that the rest of your day is amazing and that you'll keep the positive vibes going by paying it forward a little bit today. Don't forget to tune in every Wednesday and every Sunday. Wednesdays are my full episodes with a wonderful guest, and Sundays are bite size. Let's keep on spreading the blessings and spreading the love.